This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live kicking off the third hour. It's Mark with you.
Pete with Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were talking about this article on, is it victim-oriented, victim-centered justice?
Yes.
And a police officer named Tim called in, and he was talking about his experience in, dealing with sex crimes and these sorts of things. I'll just bring Tim back on the line here. Tim, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, how you doing?
Excellent. Now, I don't remember exactly where we left off there, but I know that
taking statements from both parties involved. And
yeah, it's got to be a very strange situation, because I can say that, yes, I have had police officers roll up on me when I was in high school and making out with a girl in a car, and mostly we were just trying to avoid that situation.
At that age, you usually do, but I understand that. I mean, and I guess that's the one of the cruxes of the issue. I mean, there's a broad brush paint going on, and that all cops are bad. It's just not true. That we don't treat people with empathy and respect and dignity, and it just, at least where I come from, that's just not the case. I don't deal with people that way. I mean, I've gone up with suicide victims, and I've literally sat on the porch right next to them and talked them out of committing suicide. How's that not caring about people?
Sounds like empathy to me.
I mean, that's the whole
situationally principle. Yes, but the all cops are bad thing is more that if you're going to have a good cop, they must do something about the bad cops in their office, and usually when they do, they get terminated or reprimanded, and they're all paid with stolen taxpayer money.
You may not. I mean, you've talked to a lot of folks, and I understand that. I get that. You may not recall my last statement when I said that's not true, because I've arrested my own. Doing that.
Right, okay. And if you have arrested your own, I think you break the mold of what the internet is talking about when it talks about, you know, bad cop, good cops being unwilling to arrest bad cops.
Yeah, usually I hear that in the context of they are providing cover for the bad ones.
And I think that there's another aspect that's really important here, is that brass can make it difficult for management. Law enforcement management can make it difficult for an officer who does actually want to make a difference inside the department, in so much as they will protect the evildoer in order to protect the department, and that leaves the person who wants to do the right thing out in the cold. What was that, Tim?
I said, boy, howdy.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm in the process of writing a series of books, and it's called Surviving Workplace Discipline. So you talk about the bad guy, the bad cop doing the bad deed.
Those are the ones that get the press.
When that bad cop gets promoted and they no longer can do the bad deeds to the people who are on the street.
Right.
Where do you think they lash out at?
Their wives.
Probably that too.
Generally speaking, that's not the case. Not that it doesn't happen, don't get me wrong, because I've arrested law enforcement officer for domestic violence as well. But that's not, normally that's not the case. Usually they take it out on their own.
So
that's the whole premise of, you know, surviving workplace discipline, you know, how to get to the truth of the matter. And that's the same thing with dealing with a case investigation. You go back to the basic principles of good quality case investigation, fair, impartial, and unbiased, without the threat of harm or retaliation. And then you start searching for the evidence and let the evidence, you know, you shouldn't have an opinion when you go into the case. You shouldn't have an opinion about the suspect, because you don't know what his side of the story is. In the case, yeah, I talked to you a little bit about the college situation.
Yep.
So in that case, I had a young lady that came in, and she stated that she was sexually assaulted by this guy.
So she knew the assailant.
Yes, the assailant. And he happened to be an athlete.
Okay,
I get it. All right.
Did that make you feel like he more so was guilty or less so, being an athlete?
I don't have that opinion.
Okay.
You can't, if you cloud yourself with an opinion, then you have a bias. You can't have a bias when you're doing an investigation. So if you stick to those principles, fair, impartial, and unbiased, you're just going to take an interview without the threat of harm or retaliation. And I asked him questions. Do you know this young lady? Yes, I do. And we go down those lines. Everything is indicating that, okay, they had consensual sex. Or they had sex, I should say.
They had sex. And
they had sex.
That was an argument over consent.
She's saying it's not consensual. He says, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Hold on. No, that's not true. Look at this text message.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, but that is not to be adjudicated at the interview stage with the police officer. That's
the end of the case where all the evidence gets laid down on the table and you start following the evidence and the evidence determines that, okay, the girlfriend has a boyfriend and she's afraid of her boyfriend finding out. So the only thing that she can say to protect her little rear end is to make sure that, guess what?
Yeah.
He assaulted me.
I mean, it's so... Like, I think that the Believe All Women, advocates would say something to the effect of, well, I mean, that's a really cruel thing to do to somebody, and no woman would do that, which is obviously not true, because women are people, and people will do all kinds of things.
That's happened.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've done cases, okay, when the Gulf War was going on, right?
Which one?
Okay, so, war abroad, let's put it that way. Young lady comes in, makes that statement of a sexual assault. What happens when that occurs that triggers the soldier to come home?
Okay. That sounds like a positive in some ways.
Multiple times I've done an investigation where the incident hadn't occurred. The wife is just deathly missing her husband, wants him home. Doesn't want him getting harmed, because of tank blown up or whatever it might be that happens over in the sandbox, just doesn't want him in harm's way. So she lies in order to get him to come home. I understand that case. The one I don't get is you ruined in this particular situation. It ruined this kid's career.
Yeah.
Literally ruined his career, his opportunity to move forward in a athletic scholarship because of her complaint.
Yeah.
And there was no repercussions for her. None.
Well, that should be why you can understand why she would do it.
Yeah, and that's why, and that's a another thing about the criminal system that really sort of bothers me is that basically there's no skin in the game for so many people along the way. And I can see why they don't want to do that. But I can also see how it can be a problem. So when the victim has no skin in the game, the prosecutor has no skin in the game, the cop has no skin in the game, really, ultimately, there's nobody to stand up for this kid because nobody has any skin in the game.
Unless he pays the defense attorney.
And I've tried to get legislatures to pass a bill that would allow a false report to be charged at the level of crime that the false report was made on.
So that would be a much better system of justice.
Not sexual assault. I mean, you wouldn't be charged as sexual assault.
No, you'd be charged with the level of felony that sexual assault is.
Correct. Exactly. And I think it's a great idea, personally. That's my personal opinion.
Well, historically, it has worked out better when legal systems used that form of justice. When you are on the hook for making false accusations.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's not a false accusation? It just wasn't provable in court.
That story. So, okay. So the person that makes a false complaint and the police officer says, well, you lied, and they didn't.
Yeah.
Or,
now they're on the hook for a felony?
Says, no. Well, now because you can charge me with a felony, I'm not going to come forward. Just because you might not believe me, and you may charge me with a false report.
Tim, I appreciate it. I'm going to have to let you go. Thanks for the call.
On both sides. But there's got to be some kind of balance. And I think it comes back to the law enforcement officer personally.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
There are lots of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. Our podcast has been around since podcasts began, and now the FTL feed is loaded with content besides our full show archives. Did you know that we make it easy for you to customize your podcast subscriptions? We have different feeds, one that includes only our full shows, one with just the Daily Digest, and our main feed that includes everything. You decide what you listen to. It's quick and easy to customize your feeds at feeds.freetalklive.com. That's feeds.freetalklive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Telegram? You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. This evening, we've been talking about, among other things, consent. Victim-centered justice elicited a call from a law enforcement officer who talked about several cases that he had worked And one suggestion he made was that a person who made an accusation, if that accusation was false, should be held to the level of crime that that accusation was. So if you made a Capital One murder accusation that was false, and I would presume you're talking about knowingly false, right? Like, I saw him raise a knife towards her, and then, you know, it looked like he slashed down or whatever, and he killed her. And then, you know, it wasn't. It was a fake rubber knife or whatever. I don't know. I don't think that there's too many juries that want to convict on something like that. Well, I didn't see a dead body, but, you know, I think that it really comes to a story made up out of whole cloth. Like, he raped me when, in fact, you know, they had consensual sex and turns out there was a significant other involved and they didn't want to look like a floozy or something. Before we go to the phones, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your best source for learning about cryptocurrency, and you can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. There's no longer an excuse for ignorance of this important, world-changing information. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. So let's go to the phones. We've got David calling in here, David from New Mexico. I'm going to take this thing. All right. Free Talk Live.
Yeah, supporting evidence to the statements that were made earlier. One, there already are, if false reporting is already a crime. However, yeah, I agree. If the crime of false reporting should be elevated to the level of crime, you know, whether it's a felony or whatever, as opposed to a simple misdemeanor, depending on the false witness that you are bearing. Point number two, remember that thou shalt not bear false witness apparently was important enough for long enough that it's in your Ten Commandments. And three, in family court, custody court, this is false allegations are so common, especially false allegations of sexual abuse,
right,
are so common that they actually have a name for it. It's called the silver bullet. And number four,
and that's the reason for that is because the threshold for proof in family court is significantly lower than there is in a criminal court, and in part because the punishment is considered to be lower, because, you know, it is, you're not going to prison because of it, you're just simply losing custody of your children or whatever. Now, you know, there doesn't seem to be much in the back and forth opportunity to, you know, confront a witness and these sorts of things, and that makes it very, very difficult. Please go ahead, Dave.
Right. And what I'm saying now is actually all in court record, and I don't even need to name names other than my own name. Let's just name me, David Olson, O-L-S-O-N, year 1964, in New Mexico. Courts.gov case lookup, you can find me, and then you can find everything that I'm referring to, including the names of the people that I'm talking about, so I don't even have to name them. And so 1, 2, 3, I had told you previously how the dude that has been step-parenting my children for the last decade was recently charged and convicted of sexual assault against my kid's mom and aggravated battery against her and
criminally
against my son. And in court case...
David.
Yeah?
Criminally charged and criminally convicted?
Yeah.
Okay.
In that episode, there was false allegations on one part or the other because she claimed that he did it, and he claimed in his court records an alibi. And now, and that's material because it was him and her that bared false witness against me on multiple occasions. I told you previously how when they wanted a restraining order against me, what they did is they got two of their neighbors, a friend and a neighbor, to come into court and lie that they saw my vehicle drive by their house, which would have been a violation of a no-contact order, and so they got a restraining order. And then, so now take that evidence, and here's the kicker. Here's the fun one. In the custody case with my children, after it had been going on for two years, after it had already been going on for 2 years, my ex, in the middle of all of this, suddenly makes an allegation that on the two occasions, a year and a half apart, when she got pregnant with my two children, that those two events of sex were not consensual. And therefore, I had no right to my own children because it was non-consensual sex that caused her pregnancies.
It's almost as if a lawyer said, hey, he has a right to see his kids, unless...
Yeah, well, because that's exactly how the New Mexico statute reads, is that the father that's trying to see his children has no parental rights if the sex that conceived the children was non-consensual. So you are entirely correct. That is why she was claiming that those two events, never mind the other 6 years of all the other sex we had, which was a lot, never mind all that, but the two episodes that caused the children to be conceived were non-consensual.
So let me ask you this, David. If this situation happened with the... ex's new husband with the criminal charges and those sorts of things, does that in any way change your case? Is that going to, are you going to be able to see your kids? How long has it been since you've seen your kids? How does this all work? I mean, do you even have some kind of recourse?
Yeah, I have a recourse, and it's been 13 years since I've seen my kids, and yes, I can use the crimes that he committed, because remember, he actually assaulted or battered my son, and he did the other crimes in the presence of my son and my daughter, and so I can use that, but I have not yet acted upon it.
So what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I don't want to tip my legal hand too much, but 13 years of fighting these people has beaten me up quite a bit. And if you remember, I just finished defeating Raul Torres, Bernalillo County DA, on four different cases, four times in a row, where they've been beating me up for 5 years. And I finally defeated all four of his attempts to charge me or to convict me. And so I've been dealing with that. So that's taken away from my ability to do things for my children.
Okay, well, I am curious to see how it all works out in the long run. Thanks for the call, David. Appreciate it.
Yep.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Sadly, we don't have a system that prevents people from just making wild accusations. I mean, you know, I hope we do.
Are we supposed to get extra court cases if we don't have that?
Right. Yeah. I must say that in libertarian theory, one of the most difficult things is the idea of private criminal law. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Pounds and pounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zeke and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life. You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Lawmakers are looking at passing another round of coronavirus relief, with Senator Bernie Sanders calling for passing a measure through the reconciliation process, meaning it would only need 50 votes to get out of the Senate. Senator Ben Cardin says the Senate knows the American people want them to work together to get some further relief done. The Maryland Democrat tells Fox News that whatever they do has to be done in a bipartisan manner.
We recognize that the American people want us to deal with these issues and to listen to each other. So, yes, I think what is critically important is that we respond quickly. The urgency is there. Families are really hurting. Businesses are hurting. State and local government need help. The vaccine distribution needs to be more effective than it's been. So there's areas that have to be done quickly, but we need to work quickly.
This is USA Radio News. A member of former President Trump's coronavirus task force says she's about to retire. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The person who was the coordinator for former President Trump's coronavirus task force said she was reluctant to take the position and always thought about quitting. On CBS, Dr. Deborah Birx says longtime colleagues looked at her differently after taking the job.
I had to ask myself every morning, is there something that I think I can do that would be helpful in responding to this pandemic? And it's something I ask myself every night.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked if Birx had some role in the new administration. Psaki said it was an excellent question, and she would have to circle back with an answer. Birx said she plans to retire in about a month. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
You appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We were in the middle of an article on victim-centered justice, and I don't think we got through the points that were being made. Specifically, according to the trauma-informed trainers, the police should conduct investigations according to three broad principles.
Yep, we got through one.
One principle. Okay.
Principle number two, contradictions, memory gaps, and inconsistencies in an accuser's testimony are symptoms of deep trauma and should not be seen as disprobative.
Right. So the idea that a person who makes a contradiction doesn't remember something and the story is inconsistent should not in some way disprove their story.
Right.
And
which is what you would do as the defense attorney if you got them up there on the stand.
Well, I think that this is more for police in the investigation. So a police officer is looking for evidence to either support or deny the allegation. And they're going to say, all right, well, sit down and tell me what happened. Well, you said this happened, and then you said this happened. How could that and that happen? These are contradictory. This sounds like a waste of my time. I'll see you later.
Nope, not according to these principles.
Right, not according to these principles. And, this is one of the difficult things. Not every circumstance as a young person, and you know, usually that's what we're dealing with when we're dealing with crime, is people who tend to be younger, has an opportunity to, has the wherewithal, the presence of mind to say, I don't know, grab a parent who has some better idea to handle these things. It's a good idea to get to the police as soon as possible when a rape has occurred, but it's also a good idea to get your lawyer there, too, so that they can help with this particular circumstance.
Well, you have to go to the parents first. I don't know how many college kids have lawyers, like, on retainer.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, like...
That was always weird to me. Like, I'm going to call my lawyer. You just have one? Like, I don't have a lawyer. I don't have a guy to call. I'm going to have to look one up if I'm ever in that situation.
Yeah, well, you do have a lawyer. It's the one you'll look up.
Yeah. At that point, yes.
So one of the things that so we had the guy talking about law enforcement perspective on rape investigation, and what he kept mentioning was that you had to be unbiased. Pity that's impossible. Because the nature of human beings is that we have biases.
Yeah.
And what's even worse is that frequently we don't even know what they are.
Yeah, I think you have to work hard to be, as hard as you can, to be unbiased. And, you know, I got the impression from Tim that he realized that there were better cops and worse cops.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, some of the people I feel worse for, the worst for in this world are the top 10% of law enforcement officers out there, by my own estimation.
Okay. On what metrics are they the top 10?
My estimation.
Okay.
And oftentimes they call in a Free Talk Live.
Oh. Okay.
But, you know, yeah, I mean, it's got to be tough to work in this realm of, in many cases, people go to a career for a calling. In other cases, people go to a career because that's where they ended up. And, you know, sorry to say, local law enforcement officer, a bunch of C students.
Sure.
And if you happen to be the, you know, B-plus student, A student that ends up having a calling towards this sort of career because you want to see, I don't know, a more just, peaceful world, it's going to stink as a job.
Maybe early on. I would hope, like from a career perspective, that those people who are willing and able and want to excel in those careers would find fast tracks to those management levels positions where they actually could make a discernible difference rather than a beat cop.
There are interesting articles on the internet about why incompetence gets promoted inside government.
Okay.
And so what actually seems to happen is that the best in by sort of civilian estimations in these jobs can have the most difficult time rising through the ranks. I don't think that's always true.
Okay.
Because I've worked with law enforcement. I worked with law enforcement for years, up and down the levels, and I can tell you that yeah, there were smart people that managed to rise through the ranks. There were dumb people that rose through the ranks. There were smart people that could not rise through the ranks.
That's the part that surprises me.
And there were dumb people that couldn't either.
Well, yeah, but the smart people that couldn't, you would think that being the smart person, you would discern the path,
right?
Right, and then maybe you have moral or philosophical objections to, like, walking that path?
Yes.
Which is fine.
But it's also the possibility that you lack the necessary skills to walk that path. I mean, there are a lot of very, very intelligent people that lack social skills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I would say that, you know, if you want to see somebody who can't walk a path who's very smart, look no further than the other founder of this show. You know, I mean, simply cannot walk other people's paths. But fiercely intelligent and, you know, very good at what he does, but he has to go his own way through anything, frankly, including the show.
Which amazingly is commendable in a lot of situations.
It's amazingly commendable in a lot of situations. Yeah. Other times, it's just terribly frustrating.
Absolutely. A much-quoted guide to FETI states, trauma victims often omit, exaggerate, or make up information when trying to make sense of what happened to them or to fill gaps in memory.
I've really got a problem with that. You know, I mean, like, if you're going to omit and make up information to make sense of what happened to them, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do about that.
Well, that's more than the facts.
Yeah.
Right? It's the justification for what happened. Or
if you make up a fact, that's a problem.
Okay.
In my opinion. I mean, it's immediately going to raise my suspicions.
And I hate to say it, but this is quite true. I mean, this is some of the things that can happen to you when you have a severe trauma.
Mm.
I mean, and severe traumas can break a person's worldview. Like, they can believe things have happened to them that cannot physically occur.
Yeah.
Because something was so traumatic.
Yeah. And I think that it's, I think many law enforcement officers, most law enforcement officers will tell you that rape is just one of the most difficult crimes to prosecute. And there's nothing that you can do to make that not so that doesn't sort of break the judicial system. And I don't know what else to say about that. You know, like it's just unfortunate.
Is it something that you then just live with, or is there a way to reform the process or the system so that it's more judicial?
I think that, you know, the what is it? Is it Black's? Anyway, the legal maxim that says that it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man be convicted is probably what we ought to keep in mind most of the time. I would like to see a more perfect judicial system, but I wouldn't do it at the pains of throwing innocent people in jail.
Okay. But guilty people going free then serves no justice to the actual victim or the accuser in this case. Right? Like, they get no justice out of that. They go, like, well, he probably did it. There was reasonable doubt. We couldn't convict him. Sorry, you got raped.
Right. What they have found is that, you know, oftentimes with private investigators, that the victim will get the perpetrator on the line and then begin talking about things and then the crime and then sort of suggesting they liked it and that sort of thing, and then getting the perpetrator to admit facts.
Okay.
And then recording this and then using it against them.
Okay.
This is a really great technique, and yeah.
But that would lead to a guilty person being found guilty, not a guilty person being let go. If they did all that,
I'm not looking to let guilty people go.
Okay.
I'm looking to prevent innocent people from being convicted.
Understood, but the maxim is better to let 10 guilty men go free, and then you got 10.
I'm not looking to let 10 guilty men go free. It is better to let 10 guilty men. Not we should let 10 guilty men go free.
It is such a high price, but what you're getting with it to keep innocent people out of the prison system is worth such a high price, is the idea.
Not to the victim, who gets no justice.
Well, and there is the fact that people who perpetrate these things have a tendency to repeat them.
Yes. So in order for me to get justice, hopefully he goes out and rapes someone else.
Remember, the best, very best way to have crimes not be committed is be prepared for crimes and, you know, look for them. Keep your eyes open. And don't get in those situations. 603-283-6160, Pre-Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Matrix Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. Yeah, come on. I'll give up the number one time. What's the worst thing that happens? I take a call blind. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich. And, yeah, Richie, we have, before I go to the calls here, we had, three principles according to the victim-oriented, yeah.
The police should conduct investigations according to three broad principles. Number one, the accuser is automatically assumed to be the victim.
We're not advocating for this.
Right.
This is simply what a group is saying.
A victim-oriented justice group.
The accused is automatically assumed to be guilty based on nothing more than the allegation. Principle two, contradictions, memory gaps, and inconsistencies in an accuser's testimony are symptoms of deep trauma and should not be seen as disprobative. And finally, number three, factors that cast doubt on the allegations, such as an accuser's history of false allegations or drug use, are not to be considered.
Factors that cast doubt on the allegation, such as an accuser's history of false allegations or drug use, are not to be considered.
This creates an enormous problem if the case goes to trial, of course.
Yes, it is an enormous problem, and I'm sorry, that's just anti-human. We're not the species for this. I don't know what else to say.
I would never let it enter my biases that you happen to be a crackhead that lies all the time.
Right. Are liars not capable of telling the truth?
Liars are, absolutely. We are all liars. We all are capable of telling the truth. And it's absolutely true that a crackhead that has made multiple sexual assault allegations for a variety of reasons may actually have been sexually assaulted and may actually have gotten through the process, wasn't disproven.
Or off drugs.
Yeah, absolutely. These things could happen.
So you need to discount that?
No.
Why not?
Because she's made, that person has made a lot of bad decisions.
So the penalty for past bad decisions is no current justice?
That's correct.
Okay.
You need to understand that in life. You run around calling, you know what happened to the kid who cried wolf? The freaking wolf ate him.
Clearly the town's fault.
Right. It was the town. helmet had caused that boy to die.
He went to the authorities, came to them with the problem. They ignored his plight.
That's because he was a little a-hole. You know what? The boy who cried wolf deserved it.
Oh.
Do you want to finish this up, or is that
there's a few more lines in this, but that's the general part. The Arizona Governor's Commission to Prevent Violence Against Women issued a letter to Arizona's Criminal Justice Agency to explain, in cases that proceed to trial, defense counsel likely could impugn investigators and claim that alternative versions of the crime were ignored and or errors were made during an investigation as a result of confirmation bias that created by the belief element of the Start by Believing campaign.
What a mess. It's complicated, and I'm not going to claim it's easy, and I'm not going to claim it's nice. But that's the way it is. Let's go to Bad Slave calling in from New Hampshire. He's going to solve all this problem for us. So, Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I appreciate that. Thank you for being there. Hey, listen, it seems to me a really, really simple thing. I mean, you know, what we're dealing with here is, you know, a bigger, more strong, more aggressive bad guy and smaller, whether female or just smaller male, you know, victims, that, you know, let's remove a huge portion of the imbalance at the get-go. And let's have everybody that, you know, that hangs on to their mobile phones to also hang on to, you know, a reasonable firearm designed and trained in the use of.
God made man, Sam Colt made an equal. Is that your theory here?
There you go. And you know, this is at hand, and it just takes away all this investigation and the trial and everything.
So, Bad Slave, have you ever been in a circumstance where you wish everybody there didn't have a gun? I'm thinking of a party where people are on hallucinogenics.
That's a real good question. I would say that in the short term. If everybody just kind of got out there and got their firearms and, you know, started working on their training and everything, that in the short term there might be a few bad circumstances, but I think in the longer term, you know, the understanding that most everyone will be armed is going to, you know, be an ultimately calming.
You would have to reform the self-defense laws in the process, because there is a very narrow scope in which you can defend yourself with a firearm currently without elevating yourself
right.
to murder.
And not so much here in New Hampshire.
Well, yes, here in New Hampshire, like if I walked up to, you know, another man and punched him in the face. Right, just me alone, he is not legally authorized to draw down on me for that assault. It doesn't elevate to that level. He
because
has to fight me like a man.
But contextually, if you try to rape that man, I'm pretty sure he's allowed to shoot you.
It still would have to be a life-threatening event.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Of course.
Well, life, grave, bodily harm, or...
Well, doesn't rape count as grave bodily harm?
Well, but it has to be, like, disabling.
Okay.
It's hard. Well, are you claiming that being raped is disabling? Like, you are going to be disfigured?
Disabled for a little while.
Well.
I don't know. It seems to me that if you shoot somebody, you know, with their pants down, and they were after you or something, I think you've got a pretty good case.
Right. And if you're female, yes. Because
even better.
Because the scope is different.
Yeah.
And a lot of what would happen is that the, you know, the guy would decide that he doesn't want to do the rape so bad.
Right. I do think that, you know, so open carry of weapons, a societal sort of norm of open carry of weapons would probably dissuade certain crimes and a certain amount of crimes. I'm also saying that it's probably just going to rid us of all the people with mental illnesses pretty quickly. Because I can tell you that there are people that I have met in my life that if they had a gun in their hand, the way they were acting at a given time, I would feel threatened. Right?
Yeah.
You know, like, that's it. Like, that's just a little too much for me. They're just too loony to you know, have a gun.
But if brandished or pointed at you, likely, that's a threat to your life. You need that draw down.
You know, they're off their meds or whatever. They're acting out in the world, you know, with no community support to be dangerous. And people that want to act dangerous in front of all of us are, you know, they're susceptible to the results.
Yeah,
the
consequences.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's the saying that the solution to a bad man with a gun is a good man with a gun.
Yep.
And, I mean, there may be some wisdom to the idea that the solution to a madman with a gun is a sane man with a gun.
So, you know, people often want to look at this Second Amendment, and I don't think crazy people should have guns. It's just a thought that I have. Now, the difficulty comes
in... I agree, and including the temporary insanity of when they're on acid.
I think it's that's a bad idea. You know, perhaps if they're microdosing, I don't know.
It might be a self-solving problem, though. Because a crazy guy with a gun is just going to brandish it.
All of us apparently are pretty cavalier with the notion of, you know, dead people's sons lying on the floor because they had a gun, you know, and it... I don't think that America's quite ready for that level of callousness towards, you know, other folks. The difficulty is when the government – let me go on here. When the government decides to determine who's sane and who's crazy. Stalin did that, and it didn't go well for – well, it didn't go well for anyone even Stalin.
Well, you don't even go – we have red flag laws, right, in a lot of places now where they go like, well – we think he's mentally incapable of possessing a firearm. We're just going to take it.
Sounds very bad.
Based on an accusation, not necessarily evidence or conviction.
Yeah, I don't like it, I must say.
I would rather that was occurring at the community level only, not anywhere above that.
Agreed.
The people that know...
Speaking of community, go to social.freetalklive.com. Join our community in this Twitter analog where, well, you don't have to deal with all that stuff that Twitter has. It's social.freetalklive.com. It's easy.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living to survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war. Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless free market non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.